every one of them asks himself what damned fool notion made him enroll in the legions. The folks wearing the colored sheets and unhappy expressions are locals. Jaikuri. Fancy this. When the company and the legions swooped down from the north and surprised Storm Shadow, they hailed the newcomers as liberators. They strew the streets with rose petals and favorite daughters. Now the only reason they don't stab their liberators in the back is that the alternative is worse. Now they're alive enough to starve and be abused. Shadow Spinner is not famous for kindness and kissing babies. The kids all over. Those almost happy and fat urchins? Nguyen Bao. All Nguyen Bao. The Jaikuri nearly stopped making babies after the Shadow Masters game. Most of the few that were born failed to survive the hard times since. The handful still breathing are protected more fiercely than any treasure. You won't find them running naked through the streets, squealing and totally ignoring strangers. Who are the Nguyen Bao? You never heard of them? It's a good question, and a hard one to answer. The Nguyen Bao don't talk to outsiders except through their speaker, but the word is that they are religious pilgrims who were on the homeward leg of a once-in-a-generation Hajj who got trapped by circumstance. The Taglian soldiers say they hail from vast river delta swamps west of Taglios. They're a primitive, minuscule minority, abhorred by the majority Guni, Vedna, and Shadar religions. The whole Nguyen Bao people makes the pilgrimage. And the whole people got caught right in the deep shit here in Dejagore. They need to work on their timing. Or they should sharpen their skills at appeasing their gods. The Black Company cut a deal with the Nguyen Bao. Goblin and their speaker gobbled for half an hour and it was settled. The Nguyen Bao would ignore the Black Company and Taglians for whom the company is responsible. The Nguyen Bao would be ignored in turn. It works. Mostly. Their men are a sort you don't want to upset. They don't take shit from anybody. They never start anything, except, according to the Taglians, by being too damned stubborn to do what they're told. Sounds like one-eye-style reasoning at work there. Just kick those crows. They're getting too goddamn bold. Think they own the place. Hey, you got one. Grab it. They aren't good eating, but they're a sight better than no eating at all. Shit. Got away. Hell, that happens. Head for the Citadel. You get your best look at the layout from up there. Chapter 3. Those guys? Their company. Never guess, huh? White guys down here? The one with the wild hair is Big Bucket. He turned into a pretty fair sergeant. He's just crazy enough. With him are Otto and Hagop. They've been around longer than anybody but Goblin and One Eye. Those two have been old crew for generations. One Eye ought to be sneaking up on 200. That bunch is company too, shirking work. The antique lunger is Weezer. Not much good for anything.